start all that over again because I just hit record. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, so yesterday I think I, because I had to walk to Target, I did like 12 miles or something like that. And today it was about half that. I got blisters on my feet. This podcast is not going to be complete until I yank something.
Well, don't yank
off.
Anything, man. I've moved the bottles out of the way at least. Anyway, yeah. By the way, we deserve what we have here tonight. We're having a couple of beers and refreshments. So
yeah, what are we drinking? What do you got?
I am drinking. We're both drinking Stone.
Stone's become one of my favorite. They say they're a craft brewery, but they're like huge.
Yeah, I'm having the IPA. You're having the Arrogant Bastard
Ale.
Ale. They're both delicious.
Yeah.
By the way.
So, oh, and here's something that we don't ever get to do very often because we're usually not in the same room. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
We are here.
That's crazy. In fact, I might just leave it like that, you know? And then, yeah, there you go. That's going to freak people out.
That's going to mess everybody up. We're not going to do that. Look, let's just get back to the point. We've had a long couple of days. We arrived, Monday here in Las Vegas, a little after midday. Ran as hard and as fast as I could to go pick up our media credentials. Everything worked out just perfectly. We were able to attend the opening ceremonies, vehicle reveals over at the SEMA show. They treated us to a nice meal and beverages and a live band and some
ice cream.
Ice cream, yeah.
Beer,
ice cream, cookies,
free beer,
cookies,
yeah.
Everything like that. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Right on.
But anyway, so we've walked the show. We've made some good connections. We've had. You know, we'll get into more of that here pretty soon about what we've seen over the last couple of days. We are sitting right now. We've spent a lot of today at the Apex side of the show, which is the automotive aftermarket product exchange. This is.
I like to say fuzzy dice and lug nuts.
Fuzzy dice and lug nuts. I don't know, man, because you witnessed it firsthand. I think this was your first Apex, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I mean, they sell engine components. And,
yeah, sure.
You know.
It's hardcore. I mean, yeah. We ran into a few people today that we're very interested in, and we'll do some product reviews.
So let's talk about that, and let's talk about what we saw today. But before we get into that, I just want to tell everybody, you are going to see on our website and on our YouTube channel, and probably on our social media feeds. Just little video shorts of some different things I've been working on throughout the show and some people I've been talking to. Ran into some really, really cool... I think we are both fans of innovation and saw some really awesome innovative stuff today that I'm super excited to get to. So I will tell you the best way that you can do that is... Well, actually, the best way if you're watching this video on YouTube is to hit that... bell... And you will get an alert when we publish new videos. That would be a great first step. Our website is partscounterguru.com or partscounterguru's with an s.com. You can hit us up on Facebook at partscounterguru's and on Instagram we are the partscounterguru's. And we've got stuff on all of those accounts from this week on SEMA. Today's Wednesday. We've got more stuff to do tomorrow. So you want to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that we saw today?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, we rushed on over to Keith's a big fan of Green Hornet, you know, all that good stuff. But,
comic books in general.
Comic books in general, yes. And you know, we were asked to go over and go to a vehicle reveal over at the Shell.
Pennzoil, right?
Pennzoil, Shell.
Well, they've got a bunch of different brands over there.
Oh, yeah, it's Quaker State, Pennzoil, Rotella.
Yep, Rotella.
Which was an announcement today, and if you'll go back and look at some of the live feed that we posted up today. Being a person that has been in the industry as long as I have, you know, the diesel market, you know, any of you who are diesel engine owners, you do know that Rotella is typically, you know, that's the diesel world. Well, they have developed a formula of Rotella that is specifically for gasoline trucks, engines, and They're pretty proud of that. And what was the gentleman's first name? Is the Hennessy?
John.
John Hennessy. That's right. Yeah, he did the reveal of this beautiful 4x4 Silverado. It was
ridiculous. It had three axles, four tires in the rear, two axles in the rear.
Yeah. Just crazy modification of this vehicle. Just killer ride. But we had a front row seat to it.
Oops, I kicked myself out.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Because our streaming platform.
Well, here's what we're doing. I'm keeping you in. We're just going to continue like this here for now.
That's recording up here.
Yep, and we've got a little difficulty, technical difficulty, so stay with us here.
You're still in.
Yeah, I'm still in, and I got you on camera. But anyway, we witnessed that. It was a live event. They treated us to a nice lunch afterwards. It was great.
I'm back.
He's back. Wow. Okay. See. So technically, we're not. We are inclined. We are inclined.
To what?
Be technical.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're.
I'm just pushing buttons until something breaks, man. I mean, is that like that's the way you should do it,
well,
right?
Well, that's weird. How am I showing?
It's all buttons. You just push buttons. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, see
that bothers you? I'll put it back that way.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. You want me to put it back the other way?
No, that's fine.
You want me to go back to the original?
I want you to quit hitting buttons. That's what I want you to do, buddy.
So, So that Hennessy thing was cool, but the Green Hornet cars, they had a 67 Mustang.
Yes.
And they had an old Impala that was, I'm not a fan of the new Impala stuff, but man, that vintage Impala.
Incredible, man.
Right.
Really, really incredible.
So.
We've seen the Hot Wheels.
Yeah. They were doing all kinds of crazy drifts.
I call them the big boy Hot Wheels.
Right, right.
You know, adult Hot Wheels, if you will, and they were doing, yeah.
Hot Wheels, believe it or not, spent a ton of money and a huge booth area, if you want to call it that, but it's outside the convention center, and they've got a track out there.
Yeah, pretty incredible.
Yeah.
We were at the, you know, where all of this was going on outside in this big lot that they do. Ford Performance was out there giving people rides, man. In these GT500s.
Drifting in Mustangs.
And also Ford Raptor pickup trucks, man, where they're jumping these huge hills and or this hill in the middle and...
Yeah, catching air.
Just catching air, man. I mean, just a neat thing to witness and see and just a smell of rubber. And any of you guys out there that are gearheads and or have that need for speed and... You know what I'm talking about, man. It's the nicest thing to be able to smell that rubber, man, and just it's you know where you're at when you smell that smell, man. So, but yeah, it was really cool. It was what a treat to be able to witness all those things. And again, we posted some videos out on Facebook and for those little short clips, you can visit. We are on Facebook. It's it's facebook.com/ Parts Counter Gurus. Check all of those posts out, and you can see some of those for yourself. What we witnessed, live over the past couple of days. And
it's
fun.
There might be a scantily clad booth babe or two in some of those photos.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it is.
We were just
Las
getting
Vegas,
autographs
right?
for Ken.
Right. That's right. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken. How are you, buddy? We're always thinking of our friends and people who contribute to our show. So, and speaking of friends that contribute to our show, we had our good friend Rothmeyer in mind. I've never seen so many Jeeps in one place.
Yeah,
so,
what's interesting to me about that is our Lyft driver last night commented, this is a guy that's like not... You know, you've got to be a member or member of the media to attend this event, and it's a huge event. But this guy's, you know, he lives in Las Vegas, and he's like, yeah, man, it's basically all a bunch of like off-road trucks now.
Right.
That's what it's turned into. Like half of the exhibitors, I would say, are either off-road trucks, trucks with giant tires, trucks with lift kits, Jeeps, rooftop camping setups. I love all that stuff, but if you're coming to see Ferraris and Lamborghinis and exotic cars, there's not as much of that anymore.
No, there's not. But there is one section that we went in. It's downstairs. That when you walk into that particular part of the event center, it's all custom wheels. tires and those fuzzy sorts dice. Of things.
The fuzzy dice.
Fuzzy dice. That's there.
Air
it's
fresheners.
All there. Air fresheners. No.
Actually, the Osium guys.
The Osium.
We talked to you today.
We
They've got
to
a
Osium.
New, interesting new air freshener product coming out that we might try to.
So. There, yeah.
Talk about when we can actually get our hands on.
Yeah, well, they when we talked to them today, they said that they would send us the product to do a review on it. So we'll, stay tuned for that. We are currently working with several other suppliers, manufacturers out there. Keith is excited about one. Kurt is the brand.
Yeah. So Kurt, the Hitch company.
Yes.
They make brake controllers. They make it's kind of a towing. Company,
right?
And having an RV and having grown up with travel trailers and bumper poles and
right.
truck tows, and I know of them.
Uh-huh.
I know of their load distribution. I have been itching to do. This is like the 15th time you've heard me say this very thing I'm about to say today.
Yeah.
But I've been itching to do a load distribution Hitch video for about a year and a half now,
mm-hmm.
and I've walked up to these guys and I just kind of approached them with that concept, and they have a product that speaks directly to that. It is not what you think.
Right.
It's not made of metal. It doesn't hook up to your Hitch receiver. It goes into your OBD port. And that's, I'm going to leave it at that for now.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting technology, really.
It's, yep. We are huge fans of innovation.
Yeah.
That is innovation.
Yeah.
What I saw. Yeah.
It was pretty cool, man.
Yep.
Here's one of the coolest things about that whole interaction is that they are very excited to share that this new platform with our audience, with you guys, and we'll just look down the road. Just keep looking out for us. And again, we mentioned it earlier in the podcast. That you can reach us on YouTube and Stitcher. And how many times have you heard me say that, I'm going to look around in the back seat and tell them, do you want me to stop this car? Anyway, so we're long story short, we are very excited about the potential with sharing this information with you guys out there. So other things that we witnessed the first day was the press releases where
Toyota
the Toyota reveal
what's his name Rutledge, everybody calls him Rutledge Wood.
We had Michael Walter
the Toyota's whole press conference basically was actually I'm going to talk for a minute because I'm out, I need a refill. You feel free to put your mic down and hook me up.
So please forgive me, I must fill a cup.
So two cups. Toyota's whole Tuesday SEMA press conference was, let me just, it was 20 minutes long. I'm going to recap it. Supra.
That's right.
Supra. Wasabi green Supra. Supra. You build one, I build one.
Red Supra.
Supra.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, Supra.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, right?
Pretty much it. And when you would go in the hall, there were booths scattered about that had Supras.
So, yeah, they're everywhere.
Not a very good.
That's all right. I want to try some of your IPA before it's empty. Not like right now, but just save
okay.
me just a
well,
little
then
bit
I'm,
of swill.
Well, then I'm going into your...
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. And then Ford did a presser, and... that was heavily centered around the Bronco, but we didn't know that. So the way these things work is, as media, you get an announcement from Ford, and it says, we're going to do a press conference at 10 a.m. or 10:30 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Please attend. That's it.
Yeah.
And they'll give you the location, and they'll tell you how long it's going to be. That's it.
You have no idea where you're going to stand. There is no guarantee you're even going to get the seat, but we worked our rear ends off trying to get good locations.
Ford had a pretty good, pretty big, large stage over at SEMA. And we're doing this thing that we do with Get Vocal. We were able to split up and give you multiple angles from different areas of the hall. And I'm standing over kind of in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm almost sort of giving you a backstage view.
Yeah.
And I look over and there's Jay Leno standing next to me. Now, they haven't announced him. Ford high muckety muck types are over there talking, and he's just waiting to be called out on stage. Well,
right.
They had him rebuild a 1968
right.
Bronco, which the story goes that Craig Ferguson was a real prankster and bought this thing that was basically like junkyard salvage,
yeah,
falling apart, and
right.
dropped it off in Jay Leno's parking spot at NBC.
Which
and,
is awesome.
And then Leno was like, oh, he thought he was being funny.
Give me lemons?
And yeah, and he didn't know what he had done. And so he had this thing restored, and he put like a GT500 engine in it.
Yeah, just an incredible.
It's beautiful. So we've got pictures of that. And you'll find those on our social media feed and later on our website. But yeah, which is, by the way, partscounterguru.com for those of you just tuning
yes,
in.
Yes, and I got to tell you guys something. You know, I'm a big fan of Jay Leno. Always have been. And for Keith and I to be able to be part of an event like this and to be that close to Jay, that was pretty cool. I don't know about you. I mean, we had another incident during the day, too, that was going on that I thought it just... We couldn't believe it. We ran into the Ace Man.
Yeah, so Adam Carolla was doing his CarCast podcast from the SEMA booth, and he brought his own glass fishbowl. It was a square booth that he YouTube.
Okay.
It's not a live feed. It's just I had the link up so that I could send it to my son so that he was itching to watch. Yeah.
Okay. Here you go.
So
hello, son.
Yeah. So we're streaming on YouTube right now, as well as Facebook, as well as Get Vocal. Anyway, Carolla was podcasting the CarCast on Tuesday, and it was kind of odd and oddly satisfying to walk right up to the glass and kind of do whatever you wanted, because they can see you. Yeah. Like, you could try to distract them, and I wasn't stupid. Like, I didn't, lick the glass or anything. But.
Yeah. Now, that's 2 years in a row. That there's been the Ace Man encounter.
Yeah.
And I'd like to bring that up, because last year, when Keith and I started this whole thing, he says, Ace Man's going to be at the Castrol.
I had something going on. I don't remember what, but I couldn't be here.
Right. You couldn't be here. And
now, by the way, if you get a chance, happen by the Castrol booth and say hi to Adam Carolla.
Yeah, so the oddest thing is I showed up at the Castrol booth, and just before they started broadcasting, him being there in the booth, they grabbed me, and I went over and talked to him and met him, and he was kind enough to wish us luck, gave us some autographs, and wished Keith well. And you,
I have a signed photo hanging in my garage, appropriately, of my RV.
Yeah,
of him from that. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
pretty cool. So, yeah. Anyway, these are the things that we get to do, and we love bringing this stuff to you. And I just think it's great that we have the opportunity to be able to podcast and also bring you live streaming video from this. Yeah, this is. What Keith is showing you right now are the halls of Apex. These are the outer.
Not the halls of medicine.
Not the halls of medicine. The halls of Apex. This is we're live at the Sands Expo Center in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, and it is for those of you who don't know, what the Sands, where the Sands is. It's hooked up to the Venetian, beautiful hotel. It's right across the street from where we're staying. We're staying at the Mirage. And it's unbelievable how this town lights up with celebrities. Oh, Patrick Dempsey.
Well, he was across a car from it. So
we were in the K&N booth, K&N Filters booth,
oh,
and he
right.
was across the display, right?
Wasn't there a motorcycle in between us or something?
And
I was like
I
standing
think so,
on
but,
the other side.
But
of
there
it.
Were two when Adam Carolla was podcasting live. They were talking about those specific bikes.
Yeah.
Who were the guys? You
it's remember. Arch Motorcycles was who they had as a guest.
Yeah.
We're probably
good, by the way.
Yeah. I want to mention. I don't want to turn this into a because we're probably going to wrap this up soon. But,
pretty soon, yeah.
I've been to Vegas before. Many of you have as well. This is I experienced something. This year, for the first time, I can honestly say I've never had this happen to us before. Jay and I will go out after. So we're literally working like from the time we wake up,
yeah,
to the time like our eyes go shut. And
we were in 1:30 last night.
Yeah, and yeah, there was work going on. There might have been some alcohol involved, but yeah. So we're literally like, where are we going tomorrow? Who are we going to interview tomorrow? What stories are we going to tell? What are we going to shoot? You know, and all that. Right. So we're doing our planning stuff. Well, Vegas is famously referred to as the city that never sleeps, right? Or is that New York?
No, Vegas is supposed to. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think, well, New York is definitely
so
that.
We tried to go to like just a neighborhood. Well, it was in one of the hotel casinos. Just like a restaurant. Mm-hmm. 9 p.m. closed. So we went to another one. We closed at 10. Okay, are we just like, is this alternate reality Vegas, bizarro world, like where everything closes at, you know, but literally by 10 p.m.?
Right.
So it was kind of hard. We had to find a place that would, that was open.
Right, right. Now let me ask you a question. Now, I'm leaving Las Vegas. Oh, wait a minute. That's a Sheryl Crow song.
Yeah, it's also that's weird how
she keeps popping into it. You need to go back a few podcasts.
That was like, yeah.
That was way back, yeah, right? It's funny how I remember that. Right? I'm still sharp at the old age. You know, but anyway, I'm going to be out of here on Friday. Keith is staying behind. There's another show that is taking place that he's going to be attending.
There's an RV
show.
Can
we commit to maybe a little podcast?
I'll do what I can.
Yeah, we can't guarantee it.
Yeah,
but I would be open to do it. I'll be back home.
Yeah, it's going to be at Caesar's Palace next week, and I've got a couple industry friends that work in that RV. Actually, one of them works for Dometic, who we saw today.
Oh yeah, that was.
And those guys are probably literally just going to take their booth and take it right down to Caesar's
Palace. Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
Because Dometic is a huge supplier of the RV industry. Refrigerators, air conditioners, hot water heaters. No. It's water heater.
Right.
Why do you need to heat hot water, right?
Yeah, you know, that's funny.
Yeah, so Dometic makes, like, they make a lot of major components in RVs. So, yeah, so I'm going to try to just get in. The show doesn't start until Monday, but I'm going to go down there on Friday afternoon, see what I can see if I can get in a couple rigs and take some pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, man. I wish we had a lot. I wish we could podcast live all night long because there's just so much to talk about. We just can't. But you know, that kind of ties into some of the other stuff that we saw with the rooftop camping, like we spoke of earlier.
Oh,
it's,
man,
just
it's everywhere.
And our good friend Rothmeyer, who you saw on podcast 35, we introduced you to him. I shot him some photos of what we were seeing, and he thought it was just pretty cool. Keith's got an upcoming video that we shot this afternoon over at, was it Decker?
Yeah.
Decker is a company that they're a supplier of the decks for all of the accessories for trucks, Jeeps, whatever, for the camping, the canopies, all this stuff, and it's pretty cool. And you'll see that in the video once we get back.
Decked.
Is it Decked?
Decked.com.
Decked. Ah, yeah. Decked. Okay. Not Decker. Decked. Yeah.
Yeah,
See, it's stowaway stuff.
Well, they're targeting working professionals that need tool storage, as well as guys like me that have dirt bikes.
Campers.
Yeah, and rooftop campers.
People who like to camp.
Yeah, if you use a truck and you go outdoors with it, I think you're a good target for them. Anyway, a young lady by the name of Rachel let us kind of snoop around. I climbed up in one of the tents on the roof of like one of the Toyota, Tacoma, I think.
Tacoma, yeah.
Had a little looky-loo in one of those rooftop tents. And,
It was awesome. It was good. Fun stuff, man.
So, what else, man?
We could just go on for hours. We really could.
We're watching crowds slowly dwindle out of
the halls.
Where are we going? This is maybe not good quality podcast material, but we're doing pizza tonight, right?
I mean, if you want to, we can. Yeah. I mean, California.
So
pizza
this kids. this is the joke that I have at home with my wife is, you know, she'll sometimes leave town.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, well, I got, you know, I bought groceries this week, and there's, you know, I got you a pizza, and then there's like, there's, you can make this other thing tomorrow night, and you can make this other thing. And I go, yeah, I'm fine with just pizza every night. That's not a punishment to me. Right? Like,
right,
you can
no.
just buy four pizzas.
Oh,
and
no,
I'll be
my
good.
My wife is that way. She loves good pizza, and I mean, we're both big fans of it. I don't care if it's thin crust, thick crust, whatever. I just love pizza, man. So can't go wrong with it. It's
all
good.
Right,
it's good filler.
So check what. Where's the best? So I guess if you want to see some more of this stuff while we're at SEMA,
yeah, Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah, we try to, you know, hit live streams to both of those simultaneously,
yeah.
And we are simulcasting
right.
to both of them.
Yep.
And then stuff that we have in the can, so to speak, that we'll publish later from mm-hmm. specific manufacturers at the show here, we'll talk about later on future podcasts.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of product videos coming down the pipe. Yep.
Would you mind doing the honors of telling everybody just one last time where they can find us?
Absolutely, man. Okay, so we are on just about every podcasting platform out there. We are on, and by the way, you can go to...
What about StopSnorkelCom? We got that one?
If we don't, we can invent it. We can make that happen. So the easiest way to get to us would be to go to our website, which is www.partscountingurus.com. We have a tab up there, podcast links. And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts. We are on Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn. We are also over on YouTube, and we are the Parts Counting Gurus. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Parts Counting Gurus. Go to Instagram. We are the Parts Counting
Gurus. That's right. That's right.
So. And we're going to probably expand even more, you know, as, look, we're on the...
We will be on StopSnorkel.com
that's it.
Within the month, I think, yeah.
Absolutely. I believe that we will be. We may even sign a contract with those guys.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, they're hot and heavy for talent, so yeah.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, all I got to say is this, is that, you know, Keith and I are you know, we're on a quest for the keys to this city. And we can't get those keys without your support.
So here's how you, yeah, so if you.
Yes?
You support us by hitting that bell.
The bell?
Dinging the little YouTube, yeah.
You just want to hit the like.
Giving us a.
Thumbs up.
No. And you know what? If you didn't like it, before you get crazy with the thumbs down, why don't you leave us a comment? Tell us what you didn't like.
Yeah, we're doing this for fun, and, you know, we want to, you know, it's entertaining. To us, to be entertaining to you. So, you know, if we can make your experience a lot better.
And of course, you can also hit the subscribe button. That'd be a nice bonus.
What do I always say? What do I always say?
I can't do it like you can. You need to just go ahead.
Come on.
Yeah.
Look, those subscriptions, guys, they are free to you, but they are priceless to us. This is how we survive and are able to continue to bring these things to you. We are loving what we are doing. And we cannot do this without your continued support.
Clicking that subscribe button actually helps save puppies. It's a little known
yes,
fact.
And whales.
Yeah.
And whales.
That's true.
And we do need to save the whales, man.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You want to sign up? You want to give these guys
I mean, just keep watching and clicking and liking and thumbs up and watch for us on snapsnorkel.com soon.
And we're going to drink our beers. And go have a pizza, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Talk to you soon, everybody. Thanks
for
watching.
Thanks for watching. See ya.